Today is January 15th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Response good in Rotary Drive to obtain fund. Indications are that the Rotary Club has gone over the top in its drive for $4,000 to finance the community service organization. R.W. Craig, chairman of the committee in charge of the drive, said yesterday. All district committees had not reported yesterday, Mr. Craig said, but the mopping up process would be completed Monday night, he thought. Mr. Craig said that the response to the appeal for funds was satisfactory, as people realized that the scope of the activities, the Holcomb Community Service, was so much that nearly every home felt its influence. About $1,000 had been turned in last night, and pledges and cash held in by the district committee will appreciably swell to the total as soon as turned in. A few people who were missed in the campaign Friday will be asked for their donations Monday, and it is believed that a final checking up will put the total over the minimum set. In other news, plans to improve Tourist Park is submitted club. Sketches and plans for beautifying the Tourist Park at 5th and Lincoln Streets have been received by the Holcomb Commercial Club by A.M. Dorner, head of the Horticultural Department of Washington State College. The plans will be turned over to the Holcomb Park Board and will probably be of use in decorating the park, as Mr. Dorner recommends only features that are not too expensive. A hedge practically surrounding the park is shown on the sketch and can be made of any bushes, as everything will grow well in the section, according to Mr. Dorner. He further outlines a partial division of the park so as to give a measure of privacy to each parking space. The tourist park is expected to be crowded during the summer, as it has been enlarged and may be further beautified before opening of the season. In the city and county news, Jack Ekstrand of Aberdeen, who had filed charges against county game warden Jack Winslow, last night declared the action of a joint committee for the sportsman's organization in exonerating the officer was not unanimous, as reported by the Washingtonian yesterday morning. The resolution itself stated it had been unanimously adopted. Members of the committee also stated the action was not unanimous. Leonard Holman, alias George Holman, 20 years old, Army deserter, was taken to Camp Lewis yesterday by Captain of Detectives Frank O'Brien of Aberdeen, who arrested him. He left Fort McDowell, California. The morning train to the Sound was delayed 15 minutes by a small slide near Grace Harbor City yesterday. The turkey shoot, scheduled for Sunday morning on the Cosmopolis Range, was not held owing to inclement weather. It has been postponed every Sunday since December 17th for the same reason. Damage to headlight and fender were sustained by a car which ran into the gravel truck owned by the Grace Harbor Construction Company on the Little Holcomb River Bridge yesterday morning. The driver of the car was apparently willing to accept blame for the accident, as he did not stop to give his name. Tardiness in reporting by district committeemen is holding up a final report on the community service drive for $4,000 being conducted by the Rotary Club, according to R.W. Craig, chairman of the committee in charge of the drive. And finally, stormy weather during the last few weeks drove ducks and other waterfowl either south or inland, and the ending of the season at sundown last night came with few good bags reported during the last few days. The last few weeks of the season are the best for good hunting in normal years, according to local sportsmen, but this year was an exception. Bags of over two or three birds were the exception both yesterday and Sunday. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 15, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023, to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to remind you of our online photographic collections database launched early last year. Visit PolsonMuseum.org now to begin exploring over 29,000 images of historic Grace Harbor made possible through a grant from the Grace Harbor Community Foundation. We greatly appreciate your support. And as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.